This is Essex Reports. I'm Sharon Williams. A breast surgeon has been found guilty of carrying out unnecessary operations on patients. 59-year-old Ian Patterson, who practiced in the West Midlands, has been convicted of 20 counts of wounding. It's thought the true number of victims could be thousands. Debbie Douglas had surgery after Patterson wrongfully diagnosed her with breast cancer.
All those years down the line, I find that all of that's been betrayed. I've been left physically damaged. I feel like I've been mutilated. All this was for nothing. All the scars I thought were there because they were a badge of honour, and now because he has mutilated me. I've been through this for nothing.
A man's been found guilty of causing two deaths by dangerous driving on the M11 near Harlow. Roger Sharratt's lorry collided with a car on the northbound side of the motorway in May 2014, which caused a knock-on to several vehicles. Two people in a Toyota Auris, which burst into flames, died. The man arrested under the Terrorism Act near Downing Street yesterday was a British national who went to school in Tottenham. Khalid Mohammed Omar Ali was found with several knives in a rucksack. Police are still questioning the 27-year-old and searches are being carried out at two addresses in London. Police believe an assault in South Ockenden was a hate crime. A man was walking on Stifford Road in the early hours of last Saturday when four men got out of a car and attacked him, leaving him with leg and rib injuries. Japan's Prime Minister says the world economy needs a smooth and successful Brexit. Shinzo Abe has been holding talks with Theresa May at Chequers. He says the UK is Tokyo's number one ally in Europe and has also promised to work with the government to face down threats from North Korea.
Radio Essex Sport.
Tennis, and Andy Murray fought back from a set down to reach the semi-finals of the Barcelona Open. The world number one beat Spain's Albert Ramos Vinolas, who he lost to in Monte Carlo last week, to 6-6-4-7-6. Murray will face Austria's Dominic Thiem in the last four tomorrow.